Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation. Vacation Oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
Skate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
Today's weather? Sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural...
At the Lincoln Memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know here, in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day, but I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
But as Joe Biden often talks about, it is not just important the example of power, but the power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention normally?
Well, Steve, I think the power of his example is also the message he sends by signing 25 executive orders, including almost half of them related to COVID, the requirements that we're all under every single day here to ensure we're sending that message to the public. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history. He was inaugurated as President of the United States. He was surrounded by his family. We take a number of precautions, but I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
It appears hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Hi there. That was the snarky little new press secretary for Biden talking about how he doesn't have to adhere to anything he does, and then of course followed up by Tombstone quote, the movie Tombstone. Hypocrisy knows no bounds, as Val Kilmer was dying. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Huge show. I've got Mary on with me right now. I've got Robin Openshaw coming on. I also have Allison coming on. We've got all kinds of things, and I've got lots of things I want to talk to you about how to move forward and some hope too. So, welcome, Mary Burkett. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. I'm actually good. You know, people are like, really? I'm like, well, I mean, it's every day is going to be a day of, oh my gosh. But you know what, though? I feel okay. I want to know, because I know that we're treading into some crazy stuff as we are right now. But I want to know from you, where do you stand? Where do you feel right now? How do you feel?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my concerns is that far too many Americans don't understand what happened at the inauguration. They really don't understand how monumental it was.
Mm-hmm.
The President of the United States, during his inaugural address, said, democracy has prevailed, and it has.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer a republic. Our republic is dead. We are now a democracy,
right?
Meaning that people's feelings are going to be more important than the law.
Mm-hmm.
It means that baby boomers are going to be the villains. We are the villains already.
Yeah.
It means that we are going to be censored and isolated
mm-hmm.
more and more. And it means that this is an opportunity for us to bond together in small groups. We've got to learn the Constitution. We've got to have prayer groups. We've got to have book clubs. We've got to have all of these things and start rebuilding our republic. I believe that's where it all starts. And that you and I were talking off air, and it struck me the other day, the importance of looking at history. What did the people in France and Belgium and Holland, the underground during World War II, how did they fight back? How did they fight back fascism, which is essentially a democracy? Hitler was democratically, air quotes, elected. And what did they do? Yes, they were saboteurs. They blew up the place. I'm not talking about the violent part. I'm talking about the other parts, the people who did meet quietly, who did hide their Jewish neighbors. Right. Those people who actually created neighborhood newsletters or newspapers, and they would go out at night and deliver them to their neighbors, people who they knew were sympathetic. And they found small ways that they could fight back, small ways that they could stand up for themselves so that when liberation came, they were ready for it.
That's a good point.
That's what we have to do. We have to. We are responsible. And the other thing is, and I hate to say this, but we all have to look in the mirror and recognize that we are responsible for this. We allowed this to happen. And I think more and more Americans are going to wake up, because it's going to trickle down to them. They're going to be affected by this. Everybody in this country is going to be affected by this democracy we now have. And if we're serious about anything, we have got to rebuild our republic.
I agree with you.
We have to.
I agree with you. And I think, you know, the look in the mirror is hard for people, because they go, well, I'm a good person. I want good things. And what do you mean I'm responsible? I didn't do anything. I was raising a family. You know, when you look at all the people,
That's the problem.
Because when you look, when you look around, you know, we put the same people in power. We don't mind that they don't fulfill promises. We just keep putting them there, and and we don't. We're not really invested in finding out what they're doing for our freedom or liberty. So that has hurt us.
And you know, we really, in our state legislature, we got some new state senators who are true conservatives, and that's wonderful. There still aren't enough, but there are enough now to start making some waves and coming up with really good conservative ideas and getting us back to the republic that we are supposed to be. That's really good news. We've had members in the House for quite some time. Our own Travis Sigmiller, right here from Washington County. He's constantly trying to get us back. Mike Kennedy is in the state Senate now.
Yeah, that's good.
So there are a lot of good things going on, and we are going to have to stay focused locally, because it is locally we are going to have to stand up to the federal government and say no. Now, I hope the Washington County School Board has some backbone when it comes down to the transgender bathrooms, and they just say, no, we can't do that. You know, Obama said his administration said you had to do it, and that if you didn't, we would pull, you know, some money away from you. My understanding is that here in Washington County, we only get 7% of the total budget from the federal government. Well, you can cut 7% from your budget. It ain't brain surgery. It is on the local level that we are going to have to push back against the federal government. And it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be pretty, but we have to. If we want to survive as a nation of law and order and goodness, we have to do it.
It is going to take, and maybe we have the biggest revival in history of people realizing where we're at and trying to change that. And we're going to have to change. I mean, we just can't keep doing the same things. I don't see us doing the same things at all anymore. So,
Another really important thing to look at is the timing. I really believe that there is a Barack Obama political machine. I think George Soros funds much of it. I think that because it's been reported, David Fluff and Axelrod and all those people who helped Barack Obama get elected to the presidency, they spent the last 4 years going to battleground states and working with legislatures in battleground states, change election laws to make them more favorable to Democrats and make it easier to cheat. Most people don't know that, but it's been reported. It's out there.
Yeah.
So I think Barack Obama is right at the top of this, and there are a lot of pieces. I'm sure you've put some of the pieces together. I know I put some of the pieces together. But yeah, Barack Obama is at the very top of this. Don't be deceived.
Yeah. Well, the same people that put him in put Kamala in.
Right.
Installed her. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 I personally think she was kind of recruited by Michelle Obama, but absolutely they did.
Yeah.
And you know, they can turn around and say Donald Trump is a bad guy because he said this, 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 but now we have a vice president who started her political career having an affair with a very well-known married state legislator in California.
Right.
So it's okay for her to do that. And it's not okay for this guy over here to have consensual sex. Wait a minute.
Right.
Why aren't they the same? Why aren't we just as appalled by one as we are the other? And that's because Democrats and liberals have a monopoly on hypocrisy.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
It's all hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. And their followers are never going to call them on it. It drives me crazy.
That's so true. And then we have the people that are, you think are standing up that we thought you could, you know, you think you could trust, right? And they're not doing a whole lot. They, you know, the house is burning and they're over here making sure that this little plant isn't catching on fire. You know, it's such a diversion. And that's why I think this is going to be a great time for people to really understand what we're up against, but also, you know, start to change, because we saw it. We saw the electoral count. We saw what was going on and what are we going to do? So tell people about your blog too.
We are jeffersonsmith.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to be actually writing it for the Utah Standard News as well going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2-3 times a week, I'll have a column on there. And I'll try to give some practical ideas. Where do we start with this?
Right.
How do we make those changes that we have to make? I put together a little laminated card. And part of it is the direct wording from the Declaration of Independence about why governments exist,
right,
to protect the rights of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part is the First Amendment. Here are the rights that the government's supposed to be protecting for us.
Right.
That's all the average person really has to know.
Yeah.
Truly. It's right. All we really have to know. I would want you to study the Declaration and Constitution thoroughly, but when you're making a choice who to vote for, when you're dealing with government, we have to ask ourselves, who will do the best job protecting my rights?
Right.
That's who I want to vote for.
Yeah.
That's it. You carry that card around with you, you know you've got it, and if anybody, you know, if you want one, just email me and I'll send you one or deliver one to you.
Yeah.
Because that's the basics. That's all you really need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard that our local mayor, I guess at a meeting, a very contentious meeting with constituents a few weeks ago, said straight out he hasn't read the Constitution or something. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he always says it was for scholars. We're out of time. He always says it's for scholars, not for the regular people. Thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate your take.
Thanks.
All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Robin Openshaw joins me. It'll be really fun. Stay with us.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Big thank you to Mary for coming on. And talking about the Republic. And then, of course, we move on to such a wonderful guest again, Robin Openshaw. I'm so glad she's here joining me. And let me just tell you, make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. I think really, honestly, the hot tub is saving my life right now because it gives me sanity. But there is just nothing like it. And down here with the weather the way it is, we actually, I mean, we use it all year round. And you know what? You need to make your home and your yard and everything else something, a place you want to be. I imagine we'll be there more. And when I say that, I mean it in all seriousness. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa and order up a bullfrog hot tub. Get your bullfrog hot tub, get it delivered, and you'll thank me for this one because of the therapeutic advantage of this. The hot water is amazing. It's well made, and it's the most spectacular thing that I've done. I really am in love with having this in my yard. So make sure that you get one too. Bullfrog hot tub over at Tropical. Tropical knows what they're doing, and I would recommend them over anyone. Robin Openshaw, TakeActionForFreedom.org. Boy, you have been such a great voice out there and have so many tens of thousands of followers. And I'm telling you, I always love to hear you speak and what you're going to talk about. And, you know, you set off a little candle of your own. I just played Hard to Handle and talking about we're not going to war with China. And so welcome to the show, A.
And B, okay, so
let's talk. And I want to talk about Utah legislation too, but let's talk. We're not going to war with China.
Yeah, we're not going to war with China. And people who've been paying attention for 20 years to what's been going on in our country before we went live, you and I were talking about how actually this whole thing we're doing right now is very accelerated. It's very accelerated to move us from socialism to communism. But a lot of this stuff has been going on for a long time, all the false flag events, et cetera. But they always have to have a foreign boogeyman. Mm-hmm. And the reason, you know, we've been having to, you know, hijack the attention of the American public in sheer terror that 250,000 Chinese troops are going to march on us, which is completely ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we don't have things to worry about. It's that that's not one of them. Because
right?
Here's the thing. China's been buying us up for 20 years, and they've been buying us up this year at an unprecedented rate, just you know, shooting upwards in terms of the amount of land they own. They're investing in all of our different industries. But here's the thing. Why on earth would they completely control the Democratic Party? When's the last time you heard Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, any of them say a negative word about China? Yeah. When have you ever heard them stand up to China in any way? Why would this, you know, clean sweep of putting, you know, American communists in office across all three branches of government, why is it that we would go to war against China right after all the puppets of China are installed in office? Of course we're not going to go against China, you know.
Right. We're going to do their bidding.
Kinetic war.
We're going to do their bidding. We're lockstep. Yeah. I mean, Biden got so much money from China. So did his son. I mean, my gosh, we're doing them favors. We're working with them, correct?
Right. We're working with them. They now have no impediment. I mean, I would imagine that one of the first things that Biden will do, I mean, he wasn't in office for 24 hours before he announced that, you know, you can't deport illegals anymore. I think one of the next things that he's going to do is he'll completely get rid of Trump's tariffs, which were an attempt to level the playing field because, you know, he wanted to give American jobs and American companies a shot at all the manufacturing that happens in China that keeps us completely dependent in ways that we really shouldn't be dependent, like the defense industry and tech. Those are all just going to disappear and we'll go back to the same problems that we had pre-Trump. I think Trump would have needed another 4 years to drain the swamp, and instead he teed it all up. He made some progress, and now we're just going to, I think the Biden administration is just going to cancel all the anti-China policies. And so we don't need to go against China at war for them to win. They don't need to fire a single shot. They don't need to inhabit the continent for them to take everything that's best from us.
I agree with
you. If they want to.
I do. There's a lot of distractions right now in people's focus. And we're getting distracted to, you know, I don't think Trump's coming back. I know a lot of people still think that. I don't think so. I also, you know, you look at what Biden did first. What did he do first? What point did he want to make? He put us in back into the Paris climate change. The climate change thing is their hill to die on. And so is COVID, because it contains so much control and obedience and brainwashing, right? So those are the two things he went after the most. Those are the two things that he wanted to cement more than ever. And so you kind of have to look at their actions, because they're very telling about what he wanted to take on first, too. So I definitely think those are on the top of the list for him.
Yeah, it's amazing how many things he's trying to reverse of Trump's, and how many of his own agendas he's accelerating. I mean, they're not really his agendas. He's completely controlled. I don't know that he has any ground underneath him, but he's not wasting any time in radically changing American policy, especially towards other countries.
Absolutely. All right. And so now we land here in Utah. And, of course, Governor Globalist's first State of the State address calls for expanding funding and educational equity and unity. Can I barf? Wow, I just threw up in my mouth. Anyway, it's like Biden Jr. I mean, I don't know if people can even separate them anymore. But what's your take on the legislature right now? What are you watching?
What I'm watching most carefully is loss of medical freedom. Or we have three bills that we're putting forward, and we've been rounding up. Not necessarily me personally. There's some efforts of some great Utahns who have kept a pulse on our health freedom for years, Kristen Chevrier and some other folks. And there are three bills, and they all involve very, very minor changes to the Utah code. But I believe that they will do a good job of shoring up our medical freedom. We already in the Utah code have the right to opt out of a genetic test, which is what the PCR test is. And we have the right to opt out of any kind of gene therapy, which, as it turns out, is exactly what this, quote, vaccine is. It's not a vaccine at all. It doesn't prevent transmission, and it doesn't prevent infection. And if all you have to do is look at the Pfizer and the Moderna clinical trials, and you'll see they didn't even test for that
at
all.
And the fact sheet.
They knew that this wasn't a vaccine.
The fact sheet says it all. They disclaim it. They say it doesn't prevent anything. It's not FDA approved. There's nothing. It has no COVID in it. Your body wouldn't even know what COVID was. I mean, if you're giving them this shot, because it's gene therapy. It's amazing to me. Gene manipulation. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to watch what our legislators are doing. And it's really, it's a very sophisticated little set of warfare going on right now. And so to take freedom from us, it may involve changing a sentence. You know, it may come down to that kind of thing, but we are watching it really closely. And people who are plugged in at takeactionforfreedom.com, if there is an action to take because a bill has been proposed that we see draconian outcomes for, if it were to get passed, or we feel like, you know, we need to take action to inform our legislators of where we stand on it, you can bet that you'll hear from it from us at takeactionforfreedom.com. So go there and make sure that you, if you take any action on there, send any of the letters. For instance, there was a bill proposed by Representative Robert Spendlove of Draper. It was either Sandy or Draper is where he's from. And he hadn't even written the bill yet, but it was in KUER, ran a story saying that his bill would stop the state government from being able to require a vaccine, but it would allow private businesses to require the vaccine. Now, I don't know if Representative Spendlove's intentions were good. Maybe he was unaware that we currently have the legal right to opt out of a gene therapy or a genetic test. But either way, 5,500 people sent our one-click letter campaign. So if you want to stay connected to what we're doing in Utah, I have the biggest organized group of Utah freedom fighters. I think we have 12,200 people right now who have taken some kind of action to stand up for Utah's rights. We need that number to triple. So best thing you can do if you want to get involved in the state fight. And that's what, you know, I'm glad you brought up
you know, my podcast episode where I said we're not going against against China in war, and here's why. You know, my big thing was is I put that to rest in 5 or 10 minutes, and then I said, hey, well, while everybody's, you know, popping popcorn and watching content and acting like we're in a movie theater, we're not. We're not. The federal fight for now has to be tabled. Okay, we got to let go of this idea that, that Donald Trump's going to jump out from behind a bush and save us. We've got to turn our attention to the fight where we can make a difference, and that is the local and the state fight. We have we have a really scary new governor. He's got a completely different personality than Gary Herbert did. Gary Herbert is kind of likes to keep everybody happy and doesn't like to rock the boat. Spencer Cox has a much more aggressive personality. And, you know, like Gary Herbert, I don't think he even graduated college. With Cox, you've got he's a former attorney. And the most liberal, from what I can tell, of any governor we've ever had. So we have to stay on point, and we have to stay very, very educated, because that's the fight we can win. And I really hope everybody will get involved, because I'll keep y'all informed, and I keep a pulse on a lot of different people who are doing great things in the state, so that I can let you know. But we sent 5,500 letters to our legislators, and they heard us loud and clear. And I do not think Representative Spendlove's bill is going to go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Did his bill call? Did his bill say businesses could, or it just didn't include businesses in the bill? Which
that's a good question, Kate. It's a very good question, and no one knows because no one has seen his bill.
Gotcha.
I didn't reach him. I emailed him and I called him. He never called me back. He never emailed me back, but someone did. Someone did reach him and filled me in. And she said that he was very huffy and unhappy, because he's like, well, you haven't even seen my bill and you're already judging it. It's like, well, maybe you might want to
put it out there,
not go out in the news with it if you're not ready for us to be looking for it. Because this affects our children. This affects our lives. There's a lot of us who are really educated about the history of vaccines and that whole industry. I mean, I've been studying it for 25 years now. And so for those of us who are concerned about losing our medical freedom, we're going to have something to say if you tell us that that's what KUER said, is that the state wouldn't be allowed to mandate it, but private businesses would.
There was a question by a listener, because one high school was doing a test to stay program, at school.
Yeah.
And so they wondered if the form is legitimate on Take Action for Freedom, and can her children use it to get out of mandated testing at the colleges?
Yeah, that's not on TakeActionForFreedom.com.
Okay.
I think
it was a different one.
I think she's thinking of Defending Utah.
Oh, okay. You're right.
I think that they put a form together. And here's the thing. Defending Utah subscribes to the doctrine of nullification, which is, I didn't agree to this. This isn't my government. I'm not playing. I'm not following these rules. So I think you can get that on their website.
Okay. I didn't know, because she listed you. Okay.
Yeah, whether the school recognizes it or not, whether the school actually lets you do that or creates a lot of hassle for you and tries to deny your child access to sitting in a classroom learning from a teacher, you know, I don't know.
Well, one thing I know is that the CDC said that they cannot give a shot to a kid without a parent consent. I know that for sure. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Robin Openshaw.
I feel all right. That's about to go wrong.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Utah legislature. They're in office right now. I mean, they're in session, or secret session, or was it special session? I don't know. There's so many secrets going on. It's hard to know. Welcome back to the show. And of course, Robin Openshaw joins me. TakeActionForFreedom.org. I also wanted to mention Robert Barnes, Citizens for a Constitutional Government, invited Robert Barnes. He just got back from, I think he was for a month at the White House trying to help there. And Robert will be speaking at 7 p.m. on Saturday night at the Red Lions. So you might want to go and listen to him. I think he'll be really, really good. Robert Barnes, 7 p.m. Saturday night, tomorrow night. I also wanted to say, make sure and go to Dr. Diet if you're trying to kick any weight. This is a great way to do it. They've got such a great staff, and they'll help you actually kick it. Because I'm going to guess that you put on a COVID 30. COVID-20. Anyway, just make sure that that you go to Dr. Diet to do it, because you'll get it done quick. You'll get it done safely. You'll get it done right. And they know what body type needs to work with what kind of foods, and how to get that metabolic rate charged again. Because as we get older, it slows down. Well, it doesn't need to slow down. And they will help you to understand that. And it's affordable. It's amazing. And when you tell them the name Kate, K-A-T-E, you can actually get free gifts. So make sure you say my name when you go in. All right, Robin, so glad you're joining me, by the way. Take Action for Freedom.org. It's the biggest organization where you can actually, they actually have the letters there for you and all kinds of things. But I wanted to talk to you about the card.
Yeah, so what we set up here is the actual sections of Utah Code. So it's the actual specific laws in Utah that protect you from having to be forced into a PCR test, because we don't know what's on those swabs. And I'm not going to get paranoid and soliloquize about what possibly they might be doing with that. You know, talk about, a former FEMA director who insists that we're being magnetically striped with that. I don't know. All I'm saying is we actually have a legal right to say no to being required to take a genetic test. And the PCR test is a genetic test. And then also we have the right to say no to any genetic therapy. And that is what this vaccine is, very, very clearly, is a gene therapy. It's modified RNA. So you can go to, and I apologize, it's a little bit complicated of a URL. It's a little longer than I wish it was, but I'm going to tell it to you. So grab a pen, because I'm going to tell you where you get it. It's a free card, and you can print it out. You can also choose to have us send you all this for like $12.95, but you can get it for free. And here's where you get it for free. And you can just print it out. And there's also a 2-page agreement that you need to sign it and just have it. So that in case you're asked to get the PCR test and you don't want to, or if they try to tell you that you have to get the vaccine, right now in Utah, you cannot be required to get the vaccine by law to keep your job. However, let's face it, we know that the legislators are going to try to pull a bunch of different bills out on us, and we are vigilant about it. But here's where you get the free card.
Okay.
And I gotta look here, because it's takeactionforfreedom.com. takeactionforfreedom.com/donotconsent/Utah. Okay. So it probably wasn't as bad as I made it sound, but it's a
Say
no
it again.
Consent card because, so takeactionforfreedom.com slash do not consent slash Utah.
Okay.
Okay. And so you're just going to give us your email address there, and we are going to send you these materials to print out. You can also get, if you spend $12.95, we'll send you 5 laminated cards. And so on the front side, it's your code, your Utah code that protects you against having to do a genetic test. And on the flip side of the laminated card is, on the other side, is your Utah code that protects you from having to get any kind of genetic therapy like this vaccine. And by the way, I've already covered my costs, and we've already raised $5,000 for the Utah Stands Up lawsuit. We are going to sue the governor and the health department for their gross violation of human rights based on a fake emergency. The crux of the lawsuit that we're going to file is basically there is no emergency, and they know it, and they're committing fraud against the people. So
excellent.
We've already, every single penny that you spend on the $12.95 package, if you choose to do that, and we'll ship you everything printed and 5 of these no consent cards that are laminated that you can give to your friends, loved ones, whatever. Every single penny of it goes to the legal fight, and I'm matching it. I am matching the funds up to $20,000 because Ohio has a lawsuit called Ohio Stands Up. New Mexico stood on the shoulders of Ohio, and they have an amazing legal team. And so there are a bunch of states getting started with this, but that's where we have to strike at the heart of this, which is there is no emergency. There are no excess deaths in Utah. They cannot prove there is an emergency. They haven't tried to prove there is an emergency because there isn't.
And for the cash.
They know it, and they're committing fraud on you, your children, our businesses, our economy, our lives.
Absolutely. Amen. If somebody wants to not go on the internet, but they want to write you and they want to send you a check, let's say, for $12.95 to get these cards for their loved ones, where would they send that to? Are you going to set?
Good question. We're set up for the internet. We were, when people would write us back emails, there's so many. I don't have staff for this, right? Like, this is all out of my pocket. So,
I can't believe you're doing that. It's awesome.
Get your children who are on the internet to buy them for you and then Venmo your kids the money.
Excellent. The only reason I'm asking you is I'm going to get these questions. So that's why.
Yeah, you are.
You know I am. So,
good question.
And the reason that they are going off about all the money we need, right? We didn't need it last year, but all of a sudden we just need all this money and the billions that are coming in is because they get the cash. This is why we're in a state of emergency. It's for the money. And then you have to ask yourself, well, do we need that money? Because when they all ran for office, they all said, geez, how amazing the economy is. Keep me in so you can keep this amazing economy. We have this big piggy bank. What do they need the money for?
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, your Governor Cox, watch for this because, you know, I think I'm going to make my full-time job the next several years while he's the governor, unless we are able to impeach him, which I believe would involve the legislature. And they're not in a position to do that right now. We've have a really milquetoast legislature that's not right now prepared to do that. But I think my job is going to be to just call out the doublespeak and the sophistry that comes out of the mouth of our governor. I mean, we all got to know him, right? Like, he's the one who actually wrote the color code. Of course, when I say wrote it, what I mean is he just took it from the globalists, because guess what? A color code rolled out in most of the other states as well, and it looked eerily like ours, and it all rolled out at the same time.
Right.
But he's doing the bidding of the globalists, and it'll help his family's telecom business. He was the keynote speaker last week at a summit held in Salt Lake City, hosted by the Chamber of Commerce, and he's completely accepted that we're just going to let the current economy go, and we're just going to shift the whole economy into telecommuting, and all of us just need to accept it, and it'll be a wonderful boon to the telecom industry, which is how his family is very wealthy. And so I think that my whole job the next several years would be to cut through the crap and watch what Cox says and interpret it for the people, because I've been watching this guy for 8 months and I know how he works, and it's all doublespeak.
Yep. Oh, but I love you. I love you. But you're not following the Constitution. I know. I love you. I love you, enemy. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to just seriously.
Right.
I mean, it's right out of the Joe Biden playbook, and the Joe Biden playbook comes from your resident globalist. Did you hear him when he was walking in, when he said, salute the Marines, like somebody was telling him in an earpiece? I mean, it is amazing how controlled these people are. Instead of saluting them, he just kept saying, salute the Marines. I mean, I would imagine Cox doing that too. It's kind of like, you know, I just take my orders and give us the money, and we're all money whores, and they're whoring us out in Utah, and we don't get it. And I think that's the biggest problem. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. We are getting prostituted out for the money, and our rights are on the line. So, and getting taken from us. So we have a
right. And they're going to tell us that it's in our best interest, because the fact of the matter is that they're going to say, well, we have to do this because otherwise we won't get all these federal dollars. These federal dollars are propping up our medical system, the federal dollars are propping up our churches and our businesses, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Utah got more per capita for each COVID case, something like $200,000 per COVID case. Well, here's the thing. People need to know this. This is a little bit sideways, but this is important. I hope you guys understand that most hospitals don't take COVID patients at all. Okay, listen, now that Biden is installed, all of a sudden nobody cares about COVID anymore. I'm sure that you're all noticing that. But here's the thing. Is that only big hospitals that have 150 COVID beds or more get those dollars. Okay, so most hospitals don't take any COVID patients. Listen, if we had such pressured hospital capacity, and if all our hospitals were full of COVID patients, then why would only about one in 8 or 10 hospitals take COVID patients? Yeah. Obviously, we don't have a problem with our hospitals being at capacity, but they'll get the one. Like in Utah, it was the University of Utah. I'm sure you saw this case that Governor Herbert trotted out this one doctor from the University of Utah who cried on cue and said, "We're so exhausted," or whatever. Well, there were only a handful of hospitals even taking COVID patients. Yeah. And hers happened to be a little bit more full than it usually is this time of year. But on average, our hospitals were at or below where they were 2 years and 3 years ago.
And they've smushed the two flu seasons together so that they can keep the soaring number as an optic. And I think people don't get that either. We usually split up the years. That's why you have 2019, 2020 flu season. It's all one now. So the numbers aren't soaring, and we have a lot of flu. I actually think it's flu C, because flu C is respiratory and you can't smell and taste. But that's the one hardly anyone ever talks about. They always talk about flu A, flu B. But of course, we're going to have people in the hospital for respiratory, because this is that time of year, like you said. But our death rate last year was only 2.4 million, the lowest it's been in 10 years. So,
well, another thing, that people should be watching out for is that, remember, most people haven't gotten their second COVID shot. So the people who get the vaccine, remember, there's two doses. Very, very few Utahns, if any, have even gotten the second shot. And it's the second shot that really tips people over. That's where people get really, really sick. Now, granted, you guys have been seeing the videos of people having horrible, scary neurological effects. Like I've seen videos of two different women who are shaking and can barely walk because their whole body is jerking and shaking, and it's 24 hours a day the whole time they're awake. And so, you know, there are those people who the first shot really does something bad to them. But for a lot of people, the second one, and here's what I'm concerned about, is that just like they call death by suicide and heart attack and stroke and pneumonia and flu, just like they call them all COVID deaths now, I think that that's going to be cover for vaccine adverse events deaths as well.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm concerned about. And so we might actually have a real emergency room capacity issue, but just keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it and ask questions and speak up and be part of the resistance. Stay tuned in to takeactionforfreedom.com, because when there's something that we need Utahns to actually take action on, we're going to let you know, because we've had our ear to the ground this whole time. This whole time, I put that website up in early March. So we have to stay. We can't be acting like we're in a movie theater and that our only job here is to eat popcorn and wait for someone to rescue us. Too many people put their faith in the arm of flesh and thought, "Oh, I don't need to worry about it because Trump's going to save us." Okay, well, if you were doing that, it's time to let go of that and be part of the solution and holding our government accountable.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I love what you have to say, by the way. And look at the vaccine reporting requirements, the healthcare amendments, the youth suicide prevention program amendments, medical practice amendments. They are very busy, and they'd like to give us 1,000 new ways to restrict freedom and to change the laws. And we have to keep an even sharper eye on both sides of the aisle. And I hope people realize that, because this comes from both sides. There are so many of our Republicans putting forth bills that are just insane, and it happens every session. So I hope people are keeping track of both and not relying on one side to do the right thing, because we've seen this whole last year that they won't do the right thing. We were supposed to get rid of the state of emergency in August, and nobody's doing a thing. So nobody will go up against Governor Globalist. So I really appreciate you, Robin. TakeActionForFreedom.com. I said .org earlier, but it's not.
Yeah.
TakeActionForFreedom.com. TakeActionForFreedom.com. Have your kids go there. If you don't like to go online, get the cards, and also send the letters, and they have it all set up there. I applaud you on this site. I applaud you on the lawsuit. A freaking man. Thank you. Yeah. Robin Openshaw, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kate.
Where can people get your podcast?
So you go to takeactionforfreedom.com and just click on the podcast. I started this show at the beginning of this year. I did a year in review. Here's what we did and here's what we learned. Here's what you need to know about living in Utah and moving forward into 2021. That was the first episode.
And Take Action
and this
for
most
Freedom.
Recent one. Yep.
Okay. All right. Takeactionforfreedom.com. Thank you, Robin.